With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Here's an update on a few agricultural stories from around the state, courtesy of the California Farm Bureau Federation. The work is just beginning to bring COVID-19 vaccinations to California farm employees, but inoculation clinics have been held on a number of farms. County farm bureaus around the state have been coordinating with local public health agencies to arrange for farm employees to receive vaccines. Local task forces are working to reach farm employees in their native languages with information so more can receive vaccines as supplies improve. The atmospheric river storms that reached California in recent days brought mostly positive news for California farmers and ranchers. Farmers along the Central Coast, for example, say heavy rain slowed their work for a few days, but brought significant benefits to water supplies. The Sierra Nevada snowpack remains low, but the storms boosted the statewide average snowpack from 45% of average up to 68% in a week's time. California retains its national lead in the number of organic farms and ranches, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In an annual report from its Organic Integrity Database, the USDA says the number of certified organic farms and ranches in the state exceeds 5,000. California has more than 2.5 times the number of organic operations than the number two state, Wisconsin. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich with California Ag Today.